program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome
to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute
edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
And tonight,
we will be talking
about
ass.
Sweet, chocolate, odoriferous, bouncy, chewy, rubbery, like it three sizes too big for the blue jeans ass.
Yeah, I guess any buns. Really, we're not color specific. If you got ass, we like it. Except for you guys. Well, some of you guys have nice asses.
Some of you do. But
no arguing that. But asses are so popular, they've worked their way into common language as a
conjunction. All the fellas can tell you. Everything before the butt is worthless. It's only the butt and after.
So everybody out there on your Atkins and your South Beach, just realize you're taking away little of the butt.
You're diminishing your best assets. I don't know that there have been many positive effects from the industrialization of rap music, but I think at least one of them has been this sort of correction of the ideal female form. You know, not some skinny, like, 9-year-old boy looking supermodel. No boobs, no butt, beautiful face, whatever. Give me the ass.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I like big butts. I cannot lie.
Your other brothers may deny.
That's where it started. He comes out and says it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need some back. Baby got back. That's
5'3". 53 inches of ass, gentlemen.
Ass. This is an ass show.
Right. The ass is the feature that both homo and heterosexuals can agree on.
What is the right hole, man?
If nature is an indicator, the one that results in reproduction.
Right, right.
Because the whole sexual process feels good, so you do it, so you procreate.
Uh-huh.
But it's a genetic imperative.
Fortunately, we found all kinds of ways around that.
If it wasn't for a lot of people being gay, we'd have even more babies out there.
Yeah, so thank God
for
the gays.
Yeah, I like kids, but these babies grow up.
Yes, they do, and become just schmucks.
They become cell particles out in the traffic field.
In my fucking way.
Lick the crack.
I can't do it. Here we go, ready?
Lick it.
Do it.
Now. I let my imagination escape all bounds. Lick the crack.
There it goes. Into my dumb little cup.
No social conformity is imposed inside my mind. Lick the crack. Inside my mind.
Lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
And the
harder.
And the sex dirt.
The tempo increases. Control becomes unbearable.
Lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
My trick worked!
The organ is at my command.
Lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
Harder, harder.
It doesn't get much harder.
When I touch my partner's sex organs, I get excited.
Yes or no?
Wrong.
Heat flashes out.
Wrong answer.
Keep clean.
More and more.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Flashes out.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Pretty dumb.
Pitches for titillating devices such as perfumes, clothes, makeup are designed to lure the young girl or her overanxious parent into accepting this exaggerated emphasis on sexuality or sex appeal as the standard, and the use of these devices is essential for competing sexually.
Another public service announcement from Real Cream.
This is all for nonsense.
Yes or no?
Men, beware.
This is all for nonsense.
Lick.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Disturbingly healthy.
Lick.
This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble.
Lick.
No, it's not a record.
We refuse to be responsible.
Lick it.
Very hot.
Lick it.
Ass and boobs are both traits for, for the ladies to
signal.
You know, they're ready for reproduction.
Yes.
And they should be considered in your list of potential reproduction partners.
Secondary sexual characteristics.
No, but the butt looks like the boobs without the nipples.
The butt, it looks much like the boob without the nipples, and of course the cleavage is an attempt to create an ass chest.
Yeah, sure, like butt cleavage is an attempt to create a
ass boobs. Well, that's the show for tonight.
Who likes butts?
Hmm.
I think I need one of those Doritos that you got over there by your butt.
He wants a Dorito from my butt.
Yeah, well, you know.
Butt Doritos. Butt chips.
Butt flavored Doritos, you know. Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
On sale at a store near you, butt chips in many assorted flavors. Man. Yes, butt chips.
And your
fashion from
Fred,
butts, huh?
Fred, your butt ate all the chips.
Bad butt. Bad butt.
All right, butt. There's a song idea right there, and as soon as I get myself a chip, I'm gonna do the music for it. You ready for it? I'm going to give you two chips in order to think up that idea.
Okay.
All right, ready? Bad butt. Next
bad
song is going to be called Bad Butt.
Bad butt. Okay.
Okay, that's the first chip.
Oh, damn, he's eating these chips quickly. I gotta think fast, gotta think fast, gotta have beer.
All right.
Bad butt.
All right, that
was
the second chip.
Butt. Oh, damn. And now he's
licking
his fingers. Is it finger looking good?
I don't know. It's kind of butt flavored good.
Oh, okay.
Here's your bag of chips back.
My bag of chips back. Okay.
All right, they're by your butt.
My all bad right. butt.
You need some more beer.
Okay.
I'm going to light myself a cigarette.
It's bad butt time.
Mm-hmm. You got an idea?
No.
No? Okay.
But go.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Bad butt. I feel the stone cold. What's that? Feel the stone cold groove.
All right.
Bad butt.
All right, here we go. Bad butt.
Bad butt.
Song's called Bad Butt.
Bad butt.
Chords progression for that. All right.
Damn.
All right. Keep that thought, though. I'm going to drink a cigarette.
Okay. Bad butt.
Oh, what about bidets in the French? The bidets? You know, they wash their butts.
Yes, and it's a good idea.
But it's toilet water.
It's water. It comes up in a little
stream. Well, I agree with you, but
you know, it's
someone
I
know didn't like the idea.
The water in your toilet's the same as the water that comes out of your sink.
Except you don't piss in your sink all day
no,
and then
don't.
Drink out of it.
No, you don't. Yeah.
But that's exactly the point, though. If there was...
Like a bidet is a separate thing, you know?
Oh, so you have to stand up. If it was, like, lower and there was a track with rollers and you could just slide from one seat to the next.
Uh-huh, and it massaged your balls at the same time.
What if you're a chick?
While a computerized voice said, you have big balls.
That would make for more trips to France.
If it was a chick, it would say, you're getting kind of fat.
Yeah, that's what they want to hear.
Uh-huh, it is.
It really is.
The ladies love it. They love the attention.
Now I've got a reason to work out. So what else is there about butts?
They're great.
Yeah, butts are cool. Well, you sit on your butt. If you sat on your face, you'd look like Mork from Ork.
And you'd have a flat nose.
If you did it all your life, it's kind of like binding one's feet for small feet.
Indeed it is.
Your legs have to join up with your torso somewhere. And the pelvis, once it's there, needs some padding.
Indeed.
And the front's got your reproductive organs. What about assless chaps, like David Lee Roth wore when he was young?
Oh, I'm sure he still wears them, just to get the mail.
Yeah, just to get the mail.
I can't see very well, but I think that lion just winked at me.
Yeah, I can't, you know, that. We got a great idea here. Let's play it out and work on this. We need a good bad butt sound. We need a thick bad butt. Bad butt sound.
Bad butt sound.
Bad butt sound.
Stone cold bass, bad butt.
Yeah.
Stone cold bass, bad butt. Bad butt. Look at my bad butt self. Look at my bad butt walking down the street, eating with everything alive. Big bad butt.
Yeah, big bad butt.
Guy came up to me and said, "You have a big bad butt." And I showed him my butt, and it got big and got bad and ate him right up.
I'm almost saying drum beat for this one.
Big bad butt.
I'm saying drum beat for this one. This is gonna be a classic.
Big here. Bad butt beat.
Yeah, big bad butt beat. All right,
big bad butt back beat butt.
Okay. I'm going for the big bad butt beat.
He's going for the big bad butt back beat. Yeah. Try saying that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
that big
far.
Bad butt back beat. Oh, yeah.
I almost got it.
Give me a big bad butt back beat for my big bad butt back self. Big
there.
Bad butt for Bob.
No, I don't know about that. Big bad butt for Bob?
I got a big right. Bad butt.
I don't know if people can hear this. I'm going to move the microphone a little bit closer to
That's
the,
a good idea.
All right. Plus, I'm going to put this on repeat, because I have no idea how long the song goes on.
Big bad butt.
Oh, all right.
I'm hearing that twang of the guitar just, you know.
What?
See, I'm hearing the beat, then I hear the whang, whang, whang. I know it sounds different on your end.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of and.
Yeah, speaking of. Time for the big bad butt sound.
Big bad butt! Guitar just doesn't, it's too slow. Yeah. You're listening to Creativity in Action.
Yes, you are.
Feel my struggle. Feel my pain. Feel the agony and the ecstasy. Damn it!
Why is an ass a donkey?
I think part of it has to do... Actually, I think all of it has to do, and this is just me, because they can't reproduce, because it's a hybrid. It's a mule, isn't it? It's not really a donkey. Isn't an ass a mule?
Yes, it's part mule, part horse.
Which means it can't reproduce because it's a crossbreed.
Right, so it's like, hey, and then I'm a snake.
It's like, hey, and then I'm a snake.
If you won't have a baby.
That's right. There are no progeny unless you have an ass baby.
Right, and speaking of ass babies.
My favorite segue.
Is one of the best parts of the body.
You can smack it.
Ugh.
And you can spank it for punishment. And it's a child. It isn't sexual unless you're some kind of like president. Hex. No, I was thinking the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Well, actually, that was like a 16-year-old boy had pictures of naked.
And that's
Bill Burroughs territory. Especially if you're like a little foreign boy who doesn't speak the language. You know better. Wait, you don't know better. So here's William S. Burroughs is talking.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his horse to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig, farting out the words. It was unlike anything I ever heard. This ass talk had a sort of gut frequency. It hit you right down there like you gotta go. You know when the old colon gives you the elbow and you feel sort of cold inside and you know all you have to do is turn loose? Well, this talking hits you right down there, a bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for a carnival, you dig? And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. Real funny, too, at first. He had a number he called a better owl. It was a scream, I tell you. I forget most of it, but it was clever. Like, oh, say, are you still down there, old thing? No, I had to go relieve myself. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go in without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then it developed sort of teeth like little raspy incurving hooks and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the horse would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. Yeah, they would get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loved it and it wanted to be kissed same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time, day and night. You could hear him for blocks screaming it to shut up and beating it with his fist and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good. And the horse said to him, "It's you who will shut up in the end, not me. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and fish." After that, he began waking up in the morning with a transparent jelly like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. This jelly was what the scientists call UDT, undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on the human body. He would tear it off his mouth, and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly and grow there. Grow anywhere on him, a glob of it fell. So finally his mouth sealed over and the whole head would have amputated spontaneous. Did you know that this condition occurs in parts of Africa and only among Negroes where the little toe amputates spontaneously? Except for the eyes, you dig. That's one thing the OSA couldn't do was see. It needed the eyes. But nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally the brain must have died because the eyes went out and there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stalk.
And so if you're walking through the airport and some TSA, Transportation Safety Administration official, doesn't like the way you look...
Or walk.
They can take you into the back room and shove a finger up your ass, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's not illegal for them to shove a finger up your ass.
But now, why wouldn't they use a drug gerbil?
Now I ask you, who would want that job?
Government job, man. That's a good gig.
A good gig, shoving fingers up asses.
You wear a glove. Hey, an ass is an ass. What if somebody's got to take a do while you change gloves?
I think Beyonce Knowles is smuggling narcotics. I must examine her.
Man, you'd need to have a nose plug in addition to gloves for that gig, man. Really, I bet there are a lot of people who don't even have basic hygiene for their bottoms.
I bet there are. Do you think there are certain people who enjoy anal pleasure who go to the airport and pretend to have something lodged in their ass? No, it's in there. Look around real good.
Oh, what a wicked game.
Wait a
you
minute.
Play.
You again? You don't have a plane ticket, do you?
No, I just like to wander around the airport with my butt cheeks pinched together. I mean, if it was an act of love or commerce, that would be different, but to have some TSA guy jamming his fingers, I mean, no medical reason, just because he wants to take a look at your ass.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, you could probably get a miniature mousetrap or something in there.
Oh, pack your rectum with glass. Passive resistance, man. Fight the TSA. Fill your rectum with glass.
No, if you're trying to smuggle something, you shouldn't stick it up your ass. It's the first place they're going to look because it's your ass.
I think we've stumbled upon another thing, a drug mule, people carrying drugs in their asses.
Hey, and mules carry stuff for people?
Yes. If you haven't touched your own prostate, you're not living. I wonder if that would stop them, if
Who,
you
them?
Started acting, the TSA,
yeah.
If you started acting like you were enjoying it, if you were actually enjoying it, would that stop them? Or would it encourage them?
Really depends on why they got into the job. Is it a power thing, or are they actually there to help?
And if they got fired from the urinalysis company and joined the TSA, then that's a red flag.
Well, and if they've got moved from front end to back end, you know they're going to be mad. Pissed, if you will.
There we go.
Big Bad Butt song.
Right. Big Bad Butt. Big Bad Butt. Got a big bad butt. You know what? I got a big bad butt. Big Bad Butt. I got a big bad butt. Show you what. Big Bad Butt. My butt is huge, down its crack, you will lose. I got a big bad butt, you know what? I got a big bad butt, show you what, big bad butt.
That's a big bad butt song. I like that idea too. I like that part. Just show the little kids your big bad butt and they run away. That's just not right. I'm telling you right there, that's just not right.
You know, I didn't even get to the old folks home yet.
Girls, man, you don't usually hear girls too much talking about dudes' butts. I mean, maybe a little bit. Stereotypes on sitcoms,
yeah,
but
some girls like the butts. The male ass equals thrusting power. Female ass equals wide hips.
Birthing.
The male ass equals thrusting power. The muscle behind the penis.
The muscle behind the penis.
The ass is the muscle behind the penis. Yeah.
You know, the ladies are lucky that everything comes out the front, because when they go to the gynecological exams and they get that, they go up in the stirrups and they get the speculum.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that speculum have, you know, an ass spreader with a speculum involved?
Wow.
Yeah, for real. It's like a shoehorn for your rear.
I'm getting hot.
Some folks are probably getting off on some of this stuff.
Yeah,
but,
certainly. This is supposed to be a very dry scientific discussion of the glutes.
Unless you have the squirts.
Unless you have the squirts, and then it's just pure comedy.
Yeah.
Or a colostomy bag. Because that's
gotta suck.
How much is the chips? How much is the chips? Does the fish have chips? How much is the fish? How much is the chips? Does the fish have chips?
Excrementation is a practice of good little subgenii everywhere.
Indeed it is. And you can't excrementate without your ass.
No, unless you have a colostomy bag and no ass.
That's still, I mean, it's a whole different, the whole point.
It's not like throwing tea leaves, just spreading the feces around?
No, it has. I don't think it has anything to do really with the feces. It's just the whole, the psychic power of rending your anal chakra and undulating and peristaltic activities. Mm-hmm. And that combined with the reception of Dobbs semi-holy word, that is extra meditation.
Excuse me, that's extra meditation.
I mean, I think you could conceivably sit on the toilet and struggle to poop and not actually poop and still excrementate.
Sure, if you're not too worried about the poop.
Or you're Elvis.
Oh, unless you're Elvis.
Elvis died pooping.
Well, he after taking a bunch of pills and eating badly for a long time.
Elvis's mega colon. He had a chalk-like collection. He died straining to pass feces. That's what caused his heart to fail. Because he passed out a lot and didn't fall asleep, he had a good deal of backup, and it had assumed this sort of chalky consistency, like clay.
That won't come out so good.
No, and it did not come out, and he blew out his heart trying to get it out of him.
Baby, I need you to stick some grease up my butt.
Very hot. That's hot.
Do it.
Dad should be aware of this.
When I make love, I like to talk or scream or say something obscene.
Very hot.
That this sort of pressure frequently helps set an artificial pace for the teenager.
Dip-a-dee-doo.
During lovemaking or intercourse, use an
Using obscenities is vulgar and wrong.
Failure will occur when I am shot in the stamper point blank.
On the other hand.
But why not?
Dexter.
Really?
Discussing wild fantasies. Playing with each other's sex organs. Looking at each other getting undressed. Or even taking nude photographs is all part of lovemaking.
Conversation should be held to a minimum.
Lick it.
Lick the crack.
Lick it, lick it.
Dippity doo!
Lick it, lick it.
Here's a smart suggestion from.
Magnificent disorder.
Lick it.
My trick worked!
Bang.
Lick the crack.
Oh, would you look at that big bad butt? Oh, that's scary. Oh, it's all crazy.
All right, we can do that part. All right, here we go. Okay, ready?
Oh, my dear, would you look at that big bad butt? Oh, would you look at the hemorrhoid on that sucker? Oh, my goodness gracious land of Goshen. It's a big bad butt. I'm so afraid. Oh, my word. I've never seen a butt that big since Hiroshima. With those new Japanese three-eyed butts. Or the Nazi death camp butts. Well, they weren't that big, but they were certainly thin and scary. It almost looked like death incarnate. Oh, but it was that big bad butt on Fred. It's pretty hairy and nasty and spotty.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, if I could have rounded the drums in there, I think it would have been better. Wait for the studio version of that one on album number 4. That's a good idea right there. Big bad butt. All right.
We've learned that asses are needed if you wish to sit or ish.
Uh-huh.
We've learned that asses are an attractant or a repellent depending on the condition of said ass.
Uh-huh.
Sexually.
And whether or not there's something going into or coming out of it.
That's true. And the reasons why one might go in or out of an ass.
Yes.
Or one might be interested in.
With or without, you know, permission.
We didn't get into anal fisting or anything that's really deviant. Now, butts don't have to be about pooping and sex. Butts can also be about wisdom and
comedy.
If tonight's show has brought you any of those items, feel free to write us at P.O. Box, blah.
The tags we play are the ass of the show.
The ass end. It's the tail. It's the tail end. If we had a tail, it'd be where our ass is. It'd be at the bottom of your spine. Bottom terminal of... I mean, you got the brain stem at the top and the tailbone at the bottom, where your ass is.
And, of course, you know, the vertical symmetry of the human body is apparent. You draw a line up the middle of the body vertically. You got an arm on each side, leg on each side.
Yep. No, yes.
But yeah, obviously the face is symmetrical, but there's also a horizontal symmetry to the body.
No way.
In which...
That means your head matches your genitals and ass.
Yes.
No.
That's bad. I don't want a
good
head.
Baby.
No.
Your arms or your legs and your thing.
Stubby version. But it's because it doesn't need to be as impressive because it doesn't hold up your body weight. You've got a brain up top, which makes up for the smaller arms than legs.
It gobbles up all the sugar and blood in your body like some squirting little tyrant. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Thank goodness for the brain. I mean...
Give me my pleasure lungs, but we're filled with smoke. Shut up and pleasure me. Pleasure me!
Put it in my butt.
Put it in my butt. Now call me Nancy! Call me Nancy!
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com. Another fine Lymph Node production!
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541, Marietta, Georgia, 30066-0126. Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
This has hopefully been the first episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse to be played automatically. You have heard Little Grunt Pack performing Bloatation, Negative Land performing Lick the Crack from their seminal work Sex Dirt. Oh, and so much Jehovah Hates Fred. You've heard He Wants a Dorito from My Butt, Big Bad Butt, evolution of a Jehovah Hates Fred song, Big Bad Butt, Big Bad Butt with a Big Bad Butt backbeat for Bob, and Big Bad Butt, the Old Folks Home and Nazi Death Camp Butts. You've heard Mr. Bungle performing My Ass is on Fire, minus the Don't You Make Up Look at Me chorus. Mega Smegma performing Anal Retentive Man. It's worth noting that in the background is also Mega Smegma performing Butt Sex, which is a song too dirty to be played. But if you flip it around, you'll hear the song forward and the credits backwards. Then you heard the surprisingly clean William Burroughs talking routine, Stump performing Buffalo about American tourists in England. And then Negative Land's Lick the Crack returned, and the final say will be from Soundgarden, covering Spinal Tap's Big Bottom.
I'm trying to reel a hold of the one.
Well, I mean, no chance of pregnancy whatsoever. Not
yeah, but
a
who,
single chance.
Who uses that as the selling point to get in on that? Baby, you don't need to take birth control. I'm just going to... Yeah.
Hey, some girls are falling for it.
But I'm saying what they're thinking.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's true.
No. We don't want to go on and confirm it. I mean...
No, but it's true, Fred.
You see, we want to...
Fred, we get drunk. We mic the apartment. I play guitar. You do your little thing.
But there... You know, there's the select, you know, couple million people out there that actually think we actually write this stuff down.
You know what? Bugger the masses.
No, bugger the masses.
You know,
no.
They don't pay my rent.
No, say it is
this ain't
so.
Paying my rent.
Say, no, praise the masses.
No.
Praise the proletariat.
No.
The workers
Bugger
of the
all.
World unite.
You know,
put
you know,
down the man.
Let me tell you this. The one millionaire who has like funded all of our albums and has paid for my rent because he likes Jehovah Hates Fred so much, he likes the stream of consciousness stuff. He likes what we're doing now, where I just come up with something, little thing, and then we stop, and then we talk, and then we start again. Yeah, the one millionaire. So bugger the masses, all you people
Which
who sent like $4.
This?
I ain't telling you. I ain't telling you. I had to go through unspeakable acts in order to get that money. It wasn't all just you.
Unspeakable acts.
Yeah.
The promo you are now hearing could create a new Inquisition, a self-perpetuating fascist state that will last to the end of humanity.
Or
it could be the foundation stone of the promised kingdom of peace and harmony.
Which will it be?
You can finally relax
in the safety of your own delusions.
This epipastic for the brains of epoptics, beholders, and initiates
works an authentic
Gnostic magician's spell
that will drive out the foreign personalities
and id demons.
It places the listener within a shell of weird phenomena that must be used for good and evil.
Its system of mystic correspondences has already given
secret power
to the Church of the Subgenius.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Thanks, promo. I will.